This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gets worse for our gorgeous sequoias that I've been talking about that I say are one of our greatest treasures. What's happening politically? It's all about those midterm elections, and will Joe Biden run again as Democrats are bailing with his low numbers? Just a snapshot across America. Hey, everybody. Take a breath. Hope you're doing well. This is Kay Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. So as we start, and I have gotten so many emails from many of you who have talked about seeing the sequoias, because I've mentioned it now for the past week, how it was one of the best experiences of my life, frankly, that I had the opportunity to see those gorgeous, gorgeous trees, and I think just a part of Americana, really, honestly. And they're being protected by firefighters who have sprinklers on the bottom of them because of this wildfire that is almost impossible, it seems, to contain, sad to say. And any innovative way that they can come up with to save the trees is what's being employed, from everything I understand from a firefighter that I talked to today, is we are doing what we can. People have been evacuated, of course, and the air quality is horrible up in that area, and it's spreading towards San Francisco. But this is a fire, the Washburn fire, that still is practically 0% contained, and it's burned almost 2,400 acres. And that smoke, like I said, is just spreading across California. But from the standpoint, since there is no threat to human life because of the evacuations, etc., it is the sequoias that are so threatened. Luckily, some of the bigger precious ones are in areas that are a little bit more resistant to what's happening with this fire because of the burns and what has happened around them, but still so many are in this dangerous, precarious spot. And now, like I said, the fire and what's happening with this massive amount of smoke and where it's headed is just another part of this story. But it's just a great reminder, I think, to everybody that, oh yeah, when you get a chance and you see how scary it is because of how close it is to burning down, put sequoias, put that forest on your list. I mean, they are iconic. It is Yosemite's prize, and absolutely, I think, one of our best treasures, I can't say it enough, in these United States, and these 500 mature sequoias in Mariposa Grove are under a little bit of that threat from the Washburn fire. And thank goodness the firemen, you see these incredible pictures of them standing next to the massive beauties, doing everything they can, from all those sprinklers that they put on the bottom to make sure they're soaked and to put that humidity out there. But just absolutely sad to say, because this has been part of what the problem has been in California, and certainly it can pop up at any point, and this is now just one of those places where it has hit again in Yosemite. Instead of diving deep into Ukraine and gas prices, which, by the way, are plummeting, which is good news, and the things that make us go, eek, I can't believe it, what do we do? How deep are we going to go into this inflation and what's happening and what direction are we headed in? Because we've been talking about that. I want to mention this, as I am a little bit of a space geek, because, you know, here I am talking about the beauty of the sequoias. Somebody told me once, if you want to feel good and you want to realize just how small you are in the world, look up. Look up everywhere around you. And sequoias, right? Look up at the sequoias. Look up at the sky. So it's been decades, and it's cost a ton of money. But the first images from this Webb Space Telescope that we've seen in decades have been released that show thousands of galaxies. And you see these famous sort of objects ever, like, observed that you can see in these amazing pictures. If you go to the NASA website, you'll be able to see it. And we see these incredible views of the cosmos. And it really is something to see what's happened with this technology and science. And because so often we have no real idea, you know, people talk about the Webb telescope. Oh, what did it, you know, how much did it cost? $10 billion. What are we seeing from the telescope? Well, finally, one of the things that we're seeing is these just mind-blowing images of what's around us. And it is about looking up. It is about seeing that. We can't see that with the naked eye. But those images and how sharp they are some of the best pictures I've ever seen of the universe. And just to realize how powerful this telescope is and what it allows us to do. And looking at these galaxies so far away from Earth and seeing these stars and galaxies that formed 13 billion years ago is absolutely incredible. It's a new view, I think, a new take on what's out there, right? So do yourself a favor, right? And go to NASA's website, and those pictures will be there. Or go to any search engine you happen to use and punch that in, and you'll see those images. And when you're thinking about all the things that we are dealing with and the frustrations that we're dealing with, it's just good to take that pause and realize just how big the universe is around us. And there's something about that. There's something about seeing these images that just take your breath away. All right, I'm going to mention this because, politically speaking, we know, tick, 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 here we are almost mid-July, and before you know it's going to be the midterm elections. I know that in my neighborhood people were asking about, because I moved recently, was I registered to vote? So President Biden has a big problem. He supposedly wants to run again, but in his own party, 64% of Democratic voters say they would prefer a new candidate in the 2024 presidential campaign. This is according to a New York Times Siena College poll. So voters nationwide are sour in his own party on his leadership. I mean, and you look across the board, a 33% job approval rating. 33%. And, of course, so much of this is about the economy and that word inflation that I mentioned that has turned our mood decidedly dark. So 3/4 of registered voters see the U.S. moving in the wrong direction. All right, we're going in another direction. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have 2 clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years. sufferers who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Surface here, so to speak. What is happening in our world that is driving us crazy? Well, let's just talk about the good news for a second. And this is good news because anytime something goes up, you know, they say it must come down. Gas prices is something that we have not seen come down, but they are starting to drop a little bit. So there is a little bit of relief at the pump. And it, of course, depends. If you are driving an SUV, which so many Americans do, or bigger vehicles, you're paying more always with the premium gas that you're putting in, but it's still the same thing. It's coming down along with regular. It's down about 19 cents in most places, and that, of course, varies. As somebody said that is coming on this show tomorrow, who is... He's just wonderful when it comes to travel and when it comes to finding the best deals possible close to home, because so many people are looking for deals close to home, doing, instead of maybe staycations, jumping in a car and going sort of in that 100-mile range. One of the best things you can do is get a gas app. We're just pushed apps on us, but a gas app like Gas Buddy, or there's so many different ones, will tell you where the best gas prices are wherever you are. Somewhere in Iowa, somewhere in New Jersey, somewhere in Texas, somewhere in Florida, somewhere in Minnesota, wherever. When you punch that in, you can see, because it does vary a little bit from county to county and maybe just over a line here and there, where it might be worth it for you to go an extra mile to save, even on top of that, another 10 cents. So it varies out there. I'll just give you an idea. I did this comparison where I am in the Tampa St. Pete area, and one of the highest I found, this was regular, was $4.53, and then one of the lowest I found was 20 cents cheaper, and it was a mile away from, it was a Speedway to a Shell, and it was $4.33. So, yeah, you know, you're not going too far for that, but it was balancing right in there. And the very, very, very lowest I found, I actually found one for $4.20 for regular, and that was just a couple of miles from those other two. So that's a big difference, right? If you go, let's say, from the $4.50 to the $4.20. So just a quick tip, it really is worth it, is to look at, and you could go just on the website, just go to Gas Buddy, and there's other ones. I'm not pushing that one, but I know that one will pop up, and you can look and compare. So, again, there's some good news. There's a little bit of relief there, right? Still, when you shop, it is shocking to see the prices. More people than ever are hitting up the $1.25 store, as my friends call it, because, you know, now that's the joke that most things are $1.25 or more. But you still have higher prices at the stores because of the supply and demand thing and the supply chain problems. So food is absolutely higher than we've seen it. We know that when we look at that index, 40% higher than we've seen in a very, very long time in decades. And there are certain things that are off the shelves, but people have options there too. There are other places where you can get some main staples a little bit cheaper. And so again, there are options to shop around for some of the basics. And then when it just comes to meat and produce, you're just going to get hit there, especially with produce. But still, it is the same thing, I think, of shopping around. Okay, so on the world stage and how it affects us, because part of this, a little part of this, is what's happened with Ukraine. What's happened since Russia decided, or Putin decided, I'm going to make that move after all and try to increase my land mass and go into Ukraine. And that's been since February, people. So think about it. Here we are in July when that first happened. I don't know that a lot of people thought that this was going to be going on in the summer, including Putin himself, who figured it was 1, 2, 3 and done, and it was anything but that. But one of the stories that now is coming to fruition, there had been rumors about this, and this came out of the White House on Monday. They believe that Russia is turning to Iran to provide it with hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles, including weapons-capable drones, for use in the war in the Ukraine, because they're feeling the pinch. So Jake Sullivan, who's the U.S. National Security Advisor, said it's kind of unclear whether Iran had already done this under these some of these unmanned systems, or they were doing it, but the information is credible that that's what's going to happen, and Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use them as soon as this month, that the proof is overwhelming that they're planning these bombardments in Ukraine, and this is what Russia's plan is. They're trying to consolidate their gains in the country in the east, we know that, and what's happening is their weapons pile is getting smaller and they have to restock. So who are they going to? When you look at the map of who are your allies, Russia's are getting smaller and smaller and smaller by the minute. But of course there's Iran. So as you have the president heading to Israel and Saudi Arabia, you have the situation with Iran, and of course, where are we at with Iran's nuclear program and what's happening in that area of the world? You know, ever since we kind of took our foot off the neck, I think, of Iran, things and eased up on sanctions initially, things have gotten worse. And so obviously Iran, easy to have an ally in Russia. So what does that mean for Ukraine. Iran has a track record of flying drones for hundreds of miles and hitting the targets, you know, including, if you remember, hitting American-supplied air defenses and striking, in the past, Saudi oil refineries. So that could be a pretty effective weapon as far as going after Ukrainian power stations, their refineries, and whatever other critical infrastructure Ukraine needs. Not great news in this, as this continues to go and go and go. And I think I said this, you know, just a couple of months ago from my conversations with some historians in Washington and somebody in the Defense Department. It certainly looks like there's no end in sight to this for this year. And that means we bounce into 2023. And all of that, of course, holds the world hostage economically, not to mention what we're seeing humanitarian-wise with Ukraine, because so many Americans have been incredibly generous, and we're watching it from afar, what's happening, and seeing how life has just been ripped apart at the seams for those people in that country. But it's not easing up, and it is not great that Iran is using one of its most powerful weapons to help Russia, who is looking for a hand in trying to do whatever they can to destroy the eastern part of Ukraine, because they have a little bit of a foothold there. When Kyiv wasn't coming down, the government, when it wasn't just going to flop over in the beginning of this thing, and when the tanks were stuck, the idea was, okay, where else are they vulnerable? Where can we hit? And, of course, that became the eastern part of the country. So terrible, terrible news there. As we, one, don't want to see more violence against the people and more missiles and people still that are stuck and trying to escape, because trust me, there are still those, even though many have gotten out, there are families completely separated with those that have stayed behind and those that have managed to get themselves out, and the rest of the world and the wheat resources, etc., that have crippled so many other countries because they're not getting the normal supplies that they would get. So this is just another blow, and it is something that you can't say it's not affecting us, because it does touch us. Now, coming up next, many of you thinking about Ukraine and its people. We'll get to that coming up around the bend.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The White House believes the Kremlin is turning to Iran to boost its arsenal in its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Middle East country is preparing to give Russia several hundred unmanned aerial vehicles including weapons-capable drones.
Our information further indicates that Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use these UAVs, with initial training sessions slated to begin as soon as early July.
Sullivan adds it's not clear if delivery has been made, but he says the U.S. will continue to do its part to help in the defense of Ukraine. One-time advisor to former President Trump, Steve Bannon, will go on trial for contempt of Congress without delay starting next week. That's the ruling from a federal judge. The charges come after Bannon refused for months to cooperate with the House Select 1-6 Committee. This is USA Radio News. One American is among the three that were gored Monday during a fifth bull run at Pamplona's San Fermin Festival. Three others were left with bruises. It was the first run with gorings in the festival this year. Three more daily bull runs are scheduled before it all ends on Thursday. Two dead and three are wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they're looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. HRA Pharma is seeking permission to sell a birth control pill over the counter, setting up a big decision for regulators. Hormone-based pills have long been the most common form of birth control in America. The French drug maker's application includes years of research intended to show the FDA that women can safely screen themselves for health risks and use the pill safely at home. Wall Street continuing its slumping ways on Monday, the Dow closing down 164 points, the Nasdaq gained 263, the S&P 500 was off nearly 45. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The mail day.
And applause is for you, 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 and those three guys sitting in the back. Thanks, as always, for hitting us up through the miracle of the Internet and the mailbag, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24-7, calorie-free. You can let me know your thoughts. Like Jack, listening to us in Riverside, California on KCAA. Hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, Musk is a jackal. I get that he was innovative with the whole Tesla thing, woohoo, but now looking at Musk, wow, what a push-pull this clown is doing with Twitter. Am I worried about Twitter and the billionaire babies that run Twitter? No, but it is a major platform. You talked about it the other day, how so much happens there, including when there's active shooters. People go to Twitter. That's what young people certainly look at, and even older people are looking to get immediate news from Twitter. So it is an important platform. And now he's first talked about these bots and how he doesn't have access to what the bot situation is, and has decided he's pulling the plug after creating a sensation. So I hope they stick him for everything they can, which I'm sure they will, tie him up in court. But it looks like that deal has gone way, way south. Don't you agree? Oh, it's definitely gone south. But Twitter isn't going to back down because they know, look, they wanted it. The shareholders, they got their hands out. They were salivating at the idea of cashing in and not having to deal with the headaches, in a sense, I'm going to say. So lawyers are responding to what Musk has decided to do, to walk away from the deal. To buy Twitter, he called it invalid and wrongful. So they're saying, no, he willfully breached the agreement. So this will end up making some lawyers some money. But what he's trying to say is he's hinging this on, they haven't disclosed how many fake accounts there are on Twitter's platform, and his lawyers have said that he's accusing Twitter of ignoring or outright refusing the request for information about Twitter's users and its business practices. So that's what they are pushing there. And it's not going to be easy for Musk. He's definitely going to have to pay something. He's going to have to pay at least a $1 billion termination fee. And he says he shouldn't have to pay it, so blah, blah, blah. But you're right. I did say that, Jack, you're right, that you can't just say ignore the whole Twitter universe, because it is it is something that people use, governmental agencies especially, schools, you name it. So much happens there. I mean, for goodness sake, our politicians are using it. When the Supreme Court leak happened, that's the first place that you saw anything about it. People go to Twitter because they know there's an audience there. Remember, this is why when Donald Trump was president, he was furious after the election and everything that happened and unfolded, that Twitter booted him eventually, because, I mean, obviously, he had a huge Twitter account and so many followers, and that's where people looked to find out what was going on, to find out what he was saying. So it is something that is important when it comes to being the town crier, the place where people will find out something immediately. There are massive problems with it, absolutely. So this Musk twist is interesting because he wrote in like the White Knight, I'm going to make it freedom of speech, it's going to be back to how it should be and all this stuff. And now it's, do I want to pay $44 billion for this headache? How many of these accounts are fake? Nah, I want to get out of this. So Twitter is saying, we want that money, not so fast. What was that fictional character, Gordon Gekko from Wall Street? What was it he said? Greed is good. So all the way around, the greed. All right, we move on to Max, and he's listening to us in the great city of New Orleans, and he says, Ms. Delaney, here I sit in New Orleans, fat, happy, and surrounded by friends, but it's so sad to see what's happening in the situation with Ukraine. I mean, here we are, I want to say it's 100 and almost 40 days into this invasion. And it does absolutely seem as though this is going to continue until something happens to Putin, which is so unlikely. And now there's the new ally, and I suppose it's not new ally, but the word that Iran is helping Russia when they need it to stockpile some weapons. Yeah, so, of course, I mentioned this, the shift is in the eastern Donbass region in the last couple of weeks. And, the Russian forces, from anything we can ascertain, just like what Ukraine is doing to fend them off, they're exhausted. And I would assume morale is a problem, as it had been almost in the beginning of this. But, so they're not getting the breaks. They're also struggling because they need weapons, and that's the good news, but they keep on going. They keep on moving. So even with breakdowns, is there any point of withdrawal? And I certainly don't see it, despite the mental, physical exhaustion and the problems that they're having. And one of the saddest things is, I so agree with you, Max, you know, I saw a photograph, I don't know, it was one of those Getty images that was somebody shot, and it was put in different newspapers all over the place, but there was a rocket that got intercepted by Ukrainian forces, which is good, but it was right in the middle of a street. It just looked like it could be a street in the United States, where it's right in the middle of the street, dug in the ground, but sticking out, most of it sticking out, and it's unexploded. So it was fired, but it got intercepted, and it was unexploded, just sitting there in the street. I mean, this could drag on for years. I mean, even NATO is copping to that fact. You know, the Secretary General is saying, NATO Secretary General is saying that, you know, peace talks, what peace talks? They stalled. So nobody knows, and how sad for these people, absolutely. And then I got something else about Ukraine from Joseph, and Joseph says, Kate, looking at Ukraine and what we're doing to help, I think the key thing is the children, the orphans, the families, and so many of them luckily have been evacuated, but can you imagine what their life is like, as at least they're someplace safe, but they try to piece things together, while who knows if fathers, grandfathers, uncles, even some women are certainly fighting, are left behind, and if they'll ever be reunited. Do you know what is in that aid package to the Ukraine? Are there any specifics that have been released? Yes, a lot of it is what they need. I mean, of course, there's humanitarian aid, but and so much of that is also coming from other organizations. But as far as weaponry, because that was the main focus, if you remember, the high mobility, because there was discussion about that, high mobility artillery rockets are part of that. There's the 155 millimeter artillery. There's radar systems. They desperately needed those so they could intercept what was going on with Russia. The tactical tanks, etc., that's all part of that, too, as well. But, yeah, it is, what do we say there at the top? I guess it's 140 days. We're going to 140 days of this invasion. I mean, just wow. And then another one, because this was obviously on your minds, this one was from Donna, who said, what is Russia doing to recover some of what's now happened in these cities? How are they pulling them together as they watch what's going on in Donbass, Kate? Because obviously it's a very, very much a war-torn nation. Yeah, I saw something with President Zelensky, who talked about, you know, they've got a $750 billion plan to rebuild, the whole reconstruction of it. It's in all these different areas, and meaning just to restore buildings, life, what makes us tick, as he said, what makes humans human. So where the Russian forces have withdrawn, like Kyiv, they're trying to repair government buildings and the schools and the hospitals and water and gas pipes, because all of that was taken out. So while this is going on in the east, there is that plan to rebuild and get things going in other parts of the country. All right, if you have any thoughts on Ukraine or anything else, you know what to do. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Those well
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
We're talking about the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, the Saudi-backed tour that infuriated the PGA commissioner, where he booted so many of the top PGA players from competing in PGA Tour events. We'll talk about that. And then with coronavirus numbers ticking up, this new variant that I've talked about the last couple of shows, and what's happening in this new booster that's coming out in October or November, and those months that are expected to be particularly hairy, what will it mean? There are some areas talking about masking up again, not mandated, but if you want to mask up, suggesting it in New York and in Los Angeles. So how does that relate to sports? Well, in New York, we have the U.S. Open coming up in a couple of months. You have Novak Djokovic, who just won Wimbledon, beating Nick Kyrgios in a monster final to win his 21st Grand Slam. He is one behind the great Rafa Nadal to tie him for the most ever for any man, most majors won. U.S. Open might not be on the horizon for him, because if you look at travel and unvaccinated, which he's unvaccinated, he refused to get vaccinated. He talked about that, that he said he felt like he was isolated because he was ultimately kicked out of Australia and didn't defend his title at the Aussie Open in the beginning of the year. And he says he's not planning to get vaccinated prior to the U.S. Open. So there is the chance that he won't be at the U.S. Open. And that means that's one less opportunity for another major for Djokovic. But it's just, again, part of the push-pull and how it affects so many other areas that you're just not thinking about. You could say, well, boo-hoo for the Joker who's worth millions, etc. And so if he won't abide by what the U.S. rules are, and we're not changing the entry rules, then he loses. So he is hoping that there will be a change of those rules in time to allow him to compete, because he has just again reiterated he won't be vaccinated against coronavirus. And it would be a fourth U.S. Open that he'd be seeking after he lost in the finals last year. But as of right now, and I double checked this, he would not be allowed into the country to compete. So it's not realistic to assume that's going to happen. Again, he was deported from Australia over his vax status in January, so he couldn't defend his title. He said it affected him definitely in the first several months of the year. He said he wasn't feeling great. He wasn't feeling great mentally, emotionally. He wasn't at a good place. He wasn't feeling like himself on the court, and he realized it's going to take some time to be patient and that he would get himself in the right state where he would be able to compete, and saying that it's been, again, a really rough time for him. So we'll see whether or not that that happens, but it is definitely a sports story when you talk about any kind of competition, but particularly there because it's our biggest Open and people come from all over the world to compete. And that is what that is what our laws say. So he would not be able to come in and do that. On the NFL front, oh, I love it. I say I love it because I definitely like the NFL. I mean, I like watching the teams, and obviously I covered it for so many years and still am covering it from the bench. So in looking at that, and I have a book called Invade the Man Cave, which it's coming out with another, I'm coming out with another edition right before the football season, but so I was just poring over what was happening in the NFL, and it's interesting. I was looking at what is happening with the Hall of Fame semifinalists and thinking about, you know, who should get in, because the list is pretty interesting. Like, you have Mike Shanahan and Mike Holmgren. They're on that senior list as far as coaches and how they contributed to football, because you think Shanahan led the Broncos to consecutive Super Bowl titles. Holmgren won the Green Bay Packers. But then there's like 27 other coaches and contributors that would be on the list too. And then players, because they announced the results at the end of July, so in just a couple of weeks, the selection committees vote to send 12 seniors and 12 coaches/contributors to the finalist stages. So again, that happens at the end of July. And you look at the list of players, and there's some interesting names there, like Sterling Sharp. Mark Clayton is on the list. You've got Mike Ken is on the list. Someone will remember. Great offensive tackle, Joe Jacoby. Joe Klecko, as far as defensive linemen are concerned, Jim Marshall. And each semifinalist played their last game in professional football no later than the 1996 season. That's how they decide those. And it's always fun to see who gets picked to be, you know, who gets picked to get in the Hall of Fame, because it's such a high honor. You talk to anybody in the game, and besides winning the Super Bowl and being part of a Super Bowl team, that would be very big on the list. Sad story about the former Dallas Cowboys and Bears running back Marion Barber. He's somebody that I covered and talked to and was very funny and easy to talk to after games, etc. He died of heat stroke, is what they're saying. On Monday, police said that. And he was 38 years old. So they did a welfare check, and they found him dead at a Frisco apartment that he was leasing. And, you know, you think of his career, and he was only in one Pro Bowl, but he did have some career highs, even though there were plenty of lows. He made it into the NFL, and he was part of some pretty successful teams. But with the heat that's happening in Texas, the medical examiner said, yeah, this was a heat stroke situation. So very sad to hear that. I mean, he was a former Minnesota Golden Gopher. If you go back to 2005, he was a fourth-round pick by Dallas, and he was with the Dallas Cowboys for 6 seasons, and he had, I want to say, 24 combined touchdowns in 2006 and 2007. So he had good moments in his career. And another NFL note, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, there were rumors a long time ago about her. Maybe she could be the commissioner of the NFL. She joined the Denver Broncos' new ownership group, so she does have her hand in football, the former National Security Advisor, as well as the former Provost of Stanford University. She lived in Denver during her childhood. She got a bachelor's degree and her doctorate from the University of Denver. I didn't even realize that about her doctorate, but she says it's an honor to be part of the ownership group, that football has been an integral part of her life since it was introduced to her, and she's thrilled to be part of the organization. So how about that? It's some interesting people that are parts of ownership groups now in professional sports, and this is a team that has some interesting people on it, and now she is one of those. So I'm sure that we'll be seeing lots of shots of her at Denver Broncos games. You see her pop up at various spots in the NFL, but now we'll see her specifically there. So that's, I think, pretty interesting. All right, the music means that we got to step out of the man cave, which we will. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. A big high five to our man Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, always an attention to detail here for anything that we do on these airways. Make it count, everyone.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.